Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a new listener and already a huge fan.
Good to hear your show. I listen to it just about every day. I'll always love you.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:46 here on a Tuesday. And congratulations to Tammy from Goddard. She has a pair of tickets to the Women's Fair coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2. And also a CD from Mannheim Steamroller there. Now, three big things. Wichita School Board votes to request authority to raise local taxes. Wichita City Council talking about adding three tunnels to the design of the new stadium. Lawmakers in Washington are near a funding deal that could avoid another government shutdown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heavy traffic right now eastbound on Kellogg, and this is pretty close to the Meridian Edwards exit. Just some areas of heavy traffic. Watch out for a potential slowdown there. Eastbound on Kellogg, Meridian Edwards. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 49 degrees. Yesterday's high was 43, by the way, in Wichita. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 29. Wednesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 59. Now partly cloudy. A northwest wind at 10 miles per hour and 30 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. New hope this morning in the fight against brain cancer.
This is House Call for Health. New technology is put to work to zap out brain tumors. It's a new radiation device called ZapX, and it's now in use at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, a leader in brain tumor treatment. Dr. Frank David Barranco is chief medical officer.
Targeting and giving the high dose just to the tumor without much dose going anywhere else, so it's pinpoint.
Patients wear a protective mask as ZapX goes about its business of delivering killer radiation just where it's needed. William Richardson was the first patient to be zapped. He calls it a piece of cake.
It almost seems too easy, you know, just to lay in there and have the procedures and, you know, I'm fine.
Promoters of ZapX say it's way less invasive than brain surgery, and because it's so highly focused, there's less risk of radiation damage to healthy parts of the brain and other organs, including your eyes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Wow, that's exciting. They don't even have to do surgery. They just zapping it with the
amazing.
You know, some great strides have been made the last couple of years, few years in treating cancer. We'd like to get that day when we don't even have to talk about it anymore.
Mm. Maybe someday.
Yep. New research from Open Table and Toast projects that restaurant bookings will double prior to Valentine's Day.
I'm surprised it's not more than that.
Sales on the actual day will jump by 32%. Compared to a typical Thursday evening, restaurant business reports.
There you go.
This year's holiday should yield about a 7% increase on online orders from last year. The research further predicts that reservations will increase by 433% compared to non-holiday Thursdays.
There you go. Okay.
Bookings for tables for two are expected to jump by 764% compared to a typical night.
Yeah, usually date night is not a Thursday.
No. And here in Wichita, usually your weeknights, you're pretty
slim
pretty safe
pickings.
To go everywhere, anywhere you want to go, and you don't have to wait. Now, the same cannot be said for Friday and Saturday night.
That's a little, little different dynamic there.
Whole different ball game, and that's where the folks our age go for the old early bird special. You know, if we could get there at 3:30, we would. But
nothing wrong with that.
4 o'clock, what
get
the
that
heck?
Taken care of, man.
Taken care of. Hmm? Wall Street capped a day of mostly listless trading with a mixed finish Monday, as gains in industrial companies, banks, and energy stocks outweighed losses elsewhere. Small company stocks fared better than the rest of the market as investors shifted focus away from the tail end of a relatively strong corporate earnings season and looked ahead to key trade talks between the U.S. and China later this week. The Dow fell 53 points. The S&P rose just under 2 points, and the NASDAQ added 10 points.
Yeah, that's just not much movement at all.
Not a lot of movement there. Okay. Coming up on it, 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Extra effort at spirit. I almost wanted to say, what is it, EMTXE, whatever
mental
it was.
Mental toughness, extra effort.
That's what's going on at spirit right now. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. First, that story in a moment, but first some breaking news. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers this morning began a picket line at McConnell Air Force Base. The union members work for Flight Safety Services Corporation. They're training McConnell airmen on the new KC-46A Pegasus tanker. A post on the union Facebook page says workers unanimously voted down the latest contract offer and voted to strike. We'll have more on that throughout the day. Spirit AeroSystems has done some work to get ahead on the 787 Dreamliner program. The company did some extra work at the end of 2018 to help it meet the planned production rate increase for the aircraft. Boeing expected to raise the production rate from 12 to 14 a month early this year, but Spirit AeroSystems CEO Tom Gentile says his company's already working at the higher rate. And Wichita companies are doing what they can to fill jobs in their firms in the midst of a worker shortage. Six Meridian officials say they've found success attracting young professionals to town. The latest additions worked in larger cities, but they say they're glad to be in Wichita where the cost of living is better and the people are more humble, they say. Wealth management firm is now up to 20 employees. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, we are a pretty humble bunch, I would think.
Sure.
I have a lot to be humble about, I guess, but that's the way I feel about
it. It's hard to be humble. Wasn't that Mac Davis who said that?
Really? Who had that song? Don't start about country music songs and the titles.
Exactly.
I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back crying over you, things like that.
Crying over you.
Yeah. You know a bunch more than I do, so we're not even going to go down that route. A strike going on. When's the last time we had a strike in Wichita?
It's been a while.
This is something I think the
companies had in their last contract negotiations longer terms. Mm-hmm. So that has kind of staved off some of the strikes that we've saw, for example, in the early 90s. But yeah, this one just starting today, machinist workers at McConnell Air Force Base, they work for Flight Safety Services Corporation.
Well, and you know, over the years that kind of the work that they do has been, it's suffered a little bit. We've had some tough times here in Wichita. Now things are starting to look better. They can't find enough people to work, and I guess this is the time to come back and say it's time to take another look at what you guys are paying for us, what you're doing for us. So I'm sure that's the union side of it anyway.
Right. And just a reminder, this is not at Spirit AeroSystems or Textron or anywhere else like this. This is just the civilian workers who train McConnell Airmen out at the McConnell Air Force Base.
Okay. So Valentine's Day is 2 days away, and I'm sure that you've got something special planned for Gretchen, and we don't want to ask you what that is because, you know, I'm sure it involves a casino and gambling and other.
I started about a month ago trying to put everything together, you know, and time things just right.
Well, I've now counting two nice Valentine dinners for Shelley that we've already done.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know.
Well, you're up to date then.
Valentine's Day is going to be somewhat anticlimactic.
Yeah, he's racking up the points over here.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
So 2 days away, and best of luck to you as you continue to prepare for that big day for you and, you and Gretchen. Thank you, sir. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with the latest on a possible funding deal to avoid another government shutdown. Ted has sports.
Yep, we'll take a look at KU basketball action last night on the road, and we got K-State on the road tonight.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur.
Yes, we're taking a look at kind of wrapping up some of the Grammy Awards that took place on Sunday and a little more reaction to those. That's entertainment news in the Blur in just a few minutes.
And traffic and weather coming up as well. The 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.